From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. A white former police officer in South Carolina faces federal charges in the fatal shooting of an unarmed black man who was running from the scene of a traffic stop last year. An indictment unsealed Wednesday shows a federal grand jury has charged Michael Slager with violating the civil rights of Walter Scott, obstruction of justice, and unlawfully using a weapon during the commission of a crime. Slager, who is white, allegedly shot Scott, a black man, after a traffic stop in April 2015 in the city of North Charleston, South Carolina, a state along the southeastern coast of the U.S. A report says the number of displaced people throughout the world has increased to 40.8 million last year, which is the highest figure ever recorded. The Norwegian Refugee Council's Internal Displacement Monitoring Center reported Wednesday that 27.8 million people were internally displaced in just 2015. The report found an average of 66,000 people were uprooted daily in 2015, and that's enough last year to equal the combined populations of New York City, London, Paris, and Cairo. The Secretary General of the Council said the world is in a tremendous displacement crisis that is relentlessly building year after year. And now too many places have the perfect storm of conflict and or disasters. The Democratic Republic of Congo court has ruled that President Joseph Kabila can remain in office if no election takes place before his mandate expires at the end of this year. Congo's constitutional court handed down the ruling Wednesday at the request of the ruling party. In March, U.S. President Barack Obama called on the DRC to hold timely and credible elections. This is VOA. A car bomb ripped through a market in the Shiite area of North Baghdad Wednesday. The blast has killed at least 75 people, and more than 40 have been reported wounded. The explosion struck the Sadr City market during the morning rush. Hospital and security officials fear that the death toll may continue to rise. According to officials, cars and nearby buildings were heavily damaged. Islamic State has claimed responsibility. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders won Tuesday's presidential primary in West Virginia. Sanders won 51% of the vote, with former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton getting 36%. The proportional system used by Democrats means that Sanders will gain some delegates and close the gap with Clinton. Sanders has told supporters that he is going to fight for every last vote despite facing an uphill battle. Donald Trump, the only Republican left in the race, easily won Tuesday in both West Virginia and Nebraska. The son of former Prime Minister in Pakistan returned from Afghanistan Wednesday, a day after he was rescued from Al-Qaeda-linked kidnappers. A Pakistani aircraft brought Ali Haider Gilani back from Kabul and landed at the airport in the eastern city of Lahore, where family members received him amid tight security. Speaking to reporters, Gilani thanked those who facilitated his release.
I would also like to thank the U.S. forces, which at the critical moments of my release provided me with shelter, food, and medical care.
Gilani was abducted at gunpoint during an Election Day rally in his hometown 3 years ago. Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff could be only hours away from suspension of office as the country's Senate begins debate on whether to put her on trial. Latin American analyst Sean Burgess of the Australian National University believes the outcome may already be decided.
I don't think she's going to survive this. She's right. It's a political trial. An impeachment is always a political trial. And the way things are stacked with the political system in Brazil, it's highly unlikely that she's going to survive at this point.
Newspaper polls have indicated that 50 senators are expected to vote for a trial, many more than the majority needed. Amnesty International reports that nearly 150 people, including 11 children under the age of 6, have died in military detention in Nigeria's northeast this year. Amnesty said the children, including 4 babies, were among 149 reported deaths of prisoners held at Jiwa Barracks, a notorious detention facility in the city of Maiduguri that rights groups have criticized in the past. The barracks is used to imprison suspected members of Boko Haram, whose nearly 8-year insurgency has killed an estimated 20,000 in the northeast. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.